This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
All right, let's try this out. Bring it up, Jake.
Know the song very well, and it can become a part of the rejoin crew for sure.
That is Corridors of Time from Chrono Trigger. Mm-hmm. Now, many would say, and they actually might be right, just as like a video game goes, it's probably the best JRPG of all time, the best Japanese RPG of all time. I don't know. Mike Brown, is Chrono Trigger the best JRPG of all time? Like, as a video game itself, it might not be your favorite, but I think it probably is the best JRPG ever. Downtown, do you agree?
I would agree with that, yeah. I think
like my personal favorite. Go ahead, Mike.
I would say it's like the sort of like the JRPG where it's just like it's you recognize it as art, where it's like I don't like JRPGs. I think it's a good game in the same way like, you know, The Godfather's a good movie. It's in the upper echelon. It's in the pantheon.
Downtown Mike Brown doesn't like JRPGs. That's like the biggest shocker I think I've
That's disheartening.
Time.
Yeah, that's tough. It's not, I mean, it's also not my favorite, not by a lot. It's definitely not my favorite though. I don't even know if it's in the top couple, but it's
What's
like
your
I played it and
Final
enjoyed
Fantasy
it.
VII?
No, three. Well, American three.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VI. Yeah. Fantasy VI is tremendous. Xenogears is my favorite, as I think I've talked about a lot on the show. Chrono Trigger, FF7, probably two. Chrono Trigger three, FF6, four would be my top four.
Yeah, Japanese something like that. RPGs. But Chrono Trigger is a phenomenal game, and I don't think they put it on SNES Classic actually when they did that.
It's not
the, like just the hard
FF6
drive. It's not on there, right?
Though,
yes. I know it is because I own it. Because I own the SNES Classic, so play a little Super Punch Out, a little Super Mario Kart, and occasionally we'll like pop on over to. I wish I could get like the saved file from the Super Nintendo that I had as a kid and like get that over to the SNES Classic. And that thing had like the time broke on it because it was more than whatever 99 hours and 90 whatever, however the max is. We blew through that.
The problem with these games now is like you need to play on New Game Plus, where like you beat Chrono Trigger and then you can play New Game Plus, where you start a new game with the stats you had to close, so you never lose. This turns into like a massive conversation, but I love that theme. For people that like that is like a wacky remix. I liked it, but like go and seek out Corridors of Time, one of the great video game tracks of all time. It is the Zeal track, like a floating island basically in the past in the video game Chrono Trigger, composed by the legendary Yasunori Mitsuda, an absolute legend. And with that, we can begin our playoff series. From Yasunori Mitsuda to the Miami Dolphins. NFL playoff sim coming up in a second. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight, including we will debut like a soft launch debut of our new NBA betting segment on the show. We're betting the NBA a little differently. Will you still get your bets? Yes. Will they be delivered differently? Yes. Does it make us happier? Yes. You know who wins? Everybody. I guess if the bets lose, then none of us do, but that's not really the point we're trying to make. But playoff sim right now. So we have if the season ended today. We know what the matchups would be on Wild Card Weekend, but what would the projected point spreads of these games be? Now, the point of these segments is A, because it fills time and it's great content, so that would be number one selfishly. But the second thing is, and we experienced this last year doing the show, and if you listened and watched the show last year, you experienced this as well, is it gets you ready to bet the playoffs. When the playoffs roll around and like the numbers come out, you may be like, wow, like I like a bet based on these conversations that we've had on the show. So Jake, let's bring up recommends here. And let's break it down here, Ken, starting with the American Football Conference, where the 2-7 matchup would be. Now, the Chiefs have the bye, so we will not be talking about Kansas City. So Kansas City, as it stands right now, is the one seed. As of right now, the AFC East champion would be Mike McDaniel, Tua Tagovailoa, and the Miami Dolphins. And they would host, what it do, baby, the Iceman Mike White and the New York Jets. So your 2-7 matchup would be Miami and New York. These two teams have played once this year. The Jets blew them out in a game where Tua Tagovailoa did not play. The Dolphins will play the Jets in South Beach a little later this season. But Ken, as of right now, what would your number be here for the Dolphins and the Jets?
This is the only game where I wrote down a range as opposed to a number, and it's for a really obvious reason, probably, which is I'd like to see more of the Mike White Jets before I figure out what I think this number would be. And by the time, you know, obviously this game would take place after the new year, we would know a lot more about the Mike White Jets by then, about like, are they really that much better offensively? Was what we saw against Chicago more of a mirage because it was the Bears? Or was it something a little more tangible, like a real difference between the two quarterbacks? So I actually think you could see a lot of different numbers here, and it's all determined by what the Jets show you for the next 6 weeks, basically, like how compelling they are. They are, by many measurements, one of the best 3-4 defenses in the league. You could make an argument they're the best. I think there are some other teams that would like to claim that, most notably Dallas would probably be one. Philly probably thinks they have a great defense, especially if Jordan Davis comes back with the lineman that they've signed. But the Jets are up there, and if this offense gets fixed to a certain extent, their profile looks completely different than what we see right now, where the offense is really lagging behind. All of that being said, the range that I have created here is essentially Miami by 4 to Miami by 6 is the range that I've created. So I think, look, if you get a bad accounting, like if Mike White's only a little bit better than Zach Wilson, you're probably more toward the 6. And if it's like the Jets have really turned into something this final third of the season offensively, I don't think you would still see 3. With Tua as the starting quarterback, I think you would see 3.5 still in that situation. But that's kind of like the range that I'm talking about, like a 4-6 kind of a conversation. And it's entirely dictated by something we don't know yet, which is what are the Jets going to look like for the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, I have like basically a hedge here. Miami minus 4.5 was the number that I had here. Dolphins favored by more than 3, but less than 6 is what I came up with, like right in the middle. Miami minus 4.5 against the Jets. That is the 2-7 matchup as it stands right now.
What would you bet?
This one will probably... Like right now, if that were the, like if they were playing this weekend and that were the spread, what would I bet?
Yeah, Miami to win.
Jets. Okay. Jets plus the points.
Okay. I don't know what I would do yet. Pass for right now. But I need to know what the Jets are at this point. Like that's what I just. It's the only team that's playing in this where I just go. I can't tell you what I would do in their matchup because it's like a team. It's like a team whose season hasn't started yet, basically.
They are, and they may be Rip Van Winkle. Like, that ass might not wake up for 100 years. They're a sleeping giant right now, the Jets.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a ton of talent. A ton of talent. Even versus some of the some of the teams we're going to talk about in this field.
So, like, let's say that you wanted to say, and it's not. Or maybe it'll turn into it. If their defense was like the 2000 Ravens, you want to say like, well, like all you need is like a competent quarterback play, like someone to not lose the game like Trent Dilfer didn't.
Like UAB coach Trent Dilfer, like him?
Yeah, like you just got named. Yeah, that's good and good for him. Now, like the Ravens team, that's some decent offense. Jamal Lewis, Shannon Sharp, one of the best tight ends ever.
Right.
Like, the Jets have good players on offense. All they need is a quarterback to not lose the game like an idiot like Zach Wilson was. I would bet the Jets right now plus 4.5 against Miami in Miami.
Okay.
And like feel really good about it.
Sure.
And maybe like the Vikings will embarrass them this weekend. And I'm just wrong, in which case I'll only lose money on one game as opposed to like many down the road. So we'll see. That's the Dolphins and the Jets. You bet Nick and Ken, AFC playoff simulation here. This next game will be the 3-6 or the, oh, this is a 4-5,
yes.
Right? Or the 3-6.
Well, which game are you doing?
Bengals Titans. I didn't write down the seeds here.
No, that's 3-6. Because Buffalo's the 5.
Imagine Tennessee being like the 3 seed is so stupid. Yeah. They were the 1 seed last year.
But I'm glad we're doing this next because like it's there's an interesting note about the way the bracket could work this year, which is interesting. Yeah, go ahead. Well, go ahead. You can tee up the game if you want.
Well, Bengals at Titans. Assuming Jamar Chase plays, Bengals just beat them. So I was kind of like thinking like, okay, like I could come up with what my number would be in the game, but then I'm thinking, okay, like, but what would I bet and what should the number be? I think it would have to be Bengals -3 because I think if it were 2.5, like I would want to bet Cincinnati immediately with Jamar Chase playing. So 3 was my number that I came up with.
If you said it was like 2.5 -20 and 25 toward the Bengals, so we didn't quite get to 3, maybe that's okay too. But I'm with you. Look closer to 3 than 2.5 in the game. I don't think there's like a lot of mystery in this number. No, but I just one note, and I think sometimes. I didn't know this for a long time, but the assumption I think for people that just follow like all sports is that all tournaments kind of work the same way. And this is probably a good time, having done these two games, and especially this game where the road team is favored. Just like a reminder to point out, Kansas City's opponent in the divisional round will be the worst seed that wins. It's not like the winner of the 4-5 between Baltimore and Buffalo. It's going to be, so for example, Cincinnati is favored in this game right now, and they are the 6. They are favored and they are the 6. So like if the favorites hold and chalk holds in the tournament, Cincinnati would go to Kansas City and play in the divisional round for round 4 basically, which is pretty crazy. So just like a note there, and you know, people who are like watching us live, Nick got disconnected, he'll be back on soon, whatever. Just like a note there as we go through like the bracket and what can kind of happen. Cincinnati and Tennessee is the 3-6, but like the 6 is favored. That would mean if the Bengals won, like if they end up being the 6 and they won, and if the Jets, who are the 7, did not win, that would be Kansas City's opponent. So when we go through this, your first thought when you look at like if you do it as a bracket is, oh, like Buffalo, Baltimore, winner plays Kansas City, right? Like think about the NBA playoffs, the 1 plays the winner of the 4-5. Like doesn't work like that in this. So it'll seem like Buffalo is really up against it. Like, oh man, then they got to go to Kansas City. Well, not if Cincinnati wins. Then Buffalo doesn't have to go to Kansas City, not until the championship game. Buffalo would play Miami. A little bit, well, maybe it's not a better matchup for them, but it would just be interesting. So just keep that in mind when you keep thinking about who would win what, who would play who, just the way the NFL playoffs are different in terms of the worst team, obviously, advancing and playing the divisional, the team that got the bye. So Kansas City would play the worst team that wins. We'll do the next game. Nick's, I normally be like, well, don't say anything because I don't want people to know that something's going on behind the scenes. I just want like people to imagine the mental picture of Nick's power went out in his office and he's like checking a fuse box. And like maybe people don't know a lot about Nick. Not the most like home project repair, technically proficient amateur electrician that you could possibly imagine. maybe not. So let's just put it this way. We deal in probabilities on this show all the time. We deal in odds on this show. The likelihood that Nick will solve the problem if it is an electrical problem is low. The likelihood is low. So your boy here might be doing NFC projections solo next segment, which is fine because the numbers are really interesting. We can do the final game that we haven't done yet in this segment. So we've done 2 games. Miami Jets is the 2-7. Nick and I both think it'd be he said Miami 4.5. I said 4-6, and it completely depends on how the Jets play down the stretch. But Miami's always favored in the game, and I think it's always more than 3. Cincinnati at Tennessee, 6-3, and the Bengals would be a road favorite in the game almost for sure. Remember, Jamar Chase would be back in that game, and we will have seen him for a number of weeks. Probably gets you to like, maybe it's 2.5, but maybe it's the Bengals by 3 in the game. I think that's pretty reasonable too. Last game that we haven't talked about yet in this segment, the Bills right now, and you know, depending on how closely you follow the NFL, maybe you're not even like super locked into the fact, because the Bills have had a great season. Yeah, they're not winning the AFC East right now, so they would be the 5. Yeah, they'd be a great 5, and they'd have to go to Baltimore on Wild Card Weekend, which would be pretty interesting. These two teams played a completely ridiculous regular season game, giant deficit in the game. So Bills would be at the Ravens. That would be the 4-5, with the Ravens being the 4 seed and the Bills being the first wildcard team, the 5. Game would take place in Baltimore. Nick, I think you're back with us. I was just about to say what my number was in Bills-Ravens. What's your number in Bills-Ravens?
By the way, that was the weirdest thing. Like, the power went out in my office, and I'm thinking it went out of my entire house. I open the door to my office. The lights are on everywhere in the house. I go to my fiance, like, what happened? She goes, what do you mean? It was like when you sometimes you go to, like, the box, right?
And the fuse, I guess, like.
blew a fuse, and then like flipped it back on, and everything came back on. That was
what do you have on in the office? Dark. Do you have anything weird on in the office that's not your normal setup? Like, do you have like extra lights on? Do you have like other stuff running?
No, it's all the same. Like, I never have. It's literally my computer, which is plugged in, the camera, the television, and then like the floor light. That was bizarre. I'm sitting here in the dark, like, what the hell just happened? Bizarre.
That's really crazy. That's really wild. What's your number in Bills Ravens?
And I think the point you're going to make about Cincinnati, right, is that basically if Cincinnati, like Buffalo and Kansas City are going to have to play each other, right, in the second round.
Well, no, that's but it's the opposite. If Cincinnati wins, they play Kansas City. They're the six.
Oh, that's yes, good call. Okay,
that
yes,
was my point. My point was actually the exact opposite of what you were going to say. my point was that Buffalo will not have to play Kansas City. Like, if chalk holds in the tournament bracket, then Buffalo would go play Miami.
The power went off in my brain also.
Right, that's Bills like, and Ravens. Yes.
Buffalo more than three, less than six.
Yeah, I had Buffalo by four is my number. Yeah. I feel pretty confident we would have something like that.
3.75. Like, I couldn't decide whether to, like, definitely more than three.
Yeah.
Is my number.
I think four minimum. I could even see 4.5. Again, like, do the Bills have everyone back, and have they been playing together for a couple weeks? Tre'Davious White, Von Miller, etc.
I'll tell you what, I'd never bet Baltimore in that spot. On the other side, NFC, and where would we slot these games in on television on Wild Card Weekend? We'll answer those questions next. Nick and Ken on You Better, You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.